Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
How are you guys doing tonight? My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. This is a very cool episode you guys will love. I really love the artist that we have tonight. I met her at an ASCAP party a few months back, which is really cool. And her name is Maggie McClure, and she just came out with this new music entitled Time Moves On, which is really cool. And she's going to tell you more in detail about that as we go with our show. So it's awesome. As for us, every Monday night you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page. Our Facebook is facebook.com/facetsoftheheart. And on Twitter, twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com. And let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So without further ado, I am going to welcome Maggie onto the show. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs of hers. This song is called Everything We Don't Say.
Guess time makes for silence change.
everything we don't say. Counting down like a bomb that's slowly ticking time away.
That was Everything We Don't Say by Maggie McClure, and we have her on the line with us right now. So, Maggie, what can you tell us about your music, Time Moves On?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show tonight. I really appreciate it.
Aw, thank you for being on the show. I think your music is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Well, my new record, Time Moves On, It is a collection of 9 original songs that I wrote. And going into the record project, I had about 45 songs that I had written, and I narrowed it down to these 9. And these were my top picks, obviously, and the songs that I am most connected to. And the whole album is just about adapting to change and, dealing with moving on from different situations. And for me personally, I moved from Oklahoma to Los Angeles, and so a lot of this album was inspired by that move. And so obviously a lot of change going from the Midwest, or from Oklahoma to California. So I'm really proud of the project. I worked on it with a friend of mine, producer Justin Glasgow, in Los Angeles, and I wrote most of the material myself and co-wrote a few of the songs. And a few of them have been licensed in some television shows, which has been really cool. I think the one that most people recognize is Cougar Town. The first song on the record, Reset, was featured on Cougar Town this past season, so that was pretty exciting for me. The record's available on iTunes, and released a music video for a song, Troubled Heart, a few months ago. So that's just a little bit about the record, and excited for you to play some songs from it.
Oh my gosh, well that is incredible. I love that. Tell us a little bit about your background of how you got involved in music when you were younger.
Well, I started playing piano. My parents actually gave me a little bitty Casio keyboard for my first birthday, and I was just in love with it. Of course, I couldn't play anything that young, but I always loved music, and my parents put me in piano lessons when I was 5 years old. And I loved it, and I was one of those rare kids who really liked to practice. And my mom would have to tell me to stop practicing because I had been in there for so long. But I started singing and writing songs as young as about 8 years old. And I didn't start putting it all together, playing piano, singing, and writing until I was about 12 or 13. And that's when I started playing shows at coffee shops and restaurants and stuff, and got my start that way. I was in quite a few bands. I played the drums in a few of them as well, and played in Oklahoma and regionally, Texas, Oklahoma area through high school. And then I went to college and went to Oklahoma City University, which is an amazing school, and especially for the arts. And I studied music there. And it was an incredible opportunity and experience and taught me a lot. I also took a lot of business classes and learned a lot from that as well.
That is awesome. I love that. Who
Thank
are some
you.
Of your musical influences?
I have a lot, but I would say like the top ones are probably the Beatles, Sarah McLachlan, Carole King, Bonnie Raitt. Those are probably my top influences. Nora Jones.
I can hear a little Nora Jones in your stuff, actually.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. There was one song in particular that kind of really stood out to me with Nora Jones. And I believe that you have two different projects going on that you have music from, which is really cool. But the one that really reminded me of a Nora Jones song is Are You Here to Stay?
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Because that was very cool.
That's
like, kind of like the chord progression, a little bit of like the melody a little.
Yeah, it's definitely got a little jazzy vibe going on for sure.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I love. I was like, oh, cool. I can hear. I was like, I wonder if she's one of your influences because I can hear a little bit of like, that inspiration. I was like, oh, I love that. That's cool. And I love Nora
Jones.
That's
really cool. Yeah, she's awesome. I've seen her live and I was just blown away and so inspired.
Awesome.
And yeah, this song, Are You Here to Stay, it's on my Good Morning and Good Night EP, which I released a few years ago, which the song you just played, Everything We Don't Say, is also on that project. And Are You Here to Stay, I co-wrote with my producer of that EP, Stephen Goss, and another artist named Chris August, who is a pretty well-known artist in the Christian music world. I worked on that EP in Nashville and had a really good time working on that one, as well as my latest one.
That is awesome. Do you feel like spirituality will color your music? Because you clearly, obviously, you're in an area where, or you have a lot of musical experience in areas where people are really religious and spiritual. So do you feel like that has affected your music at all?
Yeah, definitely. Personally, I am a Christian, but the music that I put out isn't necessarily Christian music. But I do think that my faith definitely plays a role in the types of songs that I write and perform, and obviously who I am as a person and then as an artist as well. So, you know, ultimately my goal is to, you know, bring hope and encouragement to people through my music and, you know, dealing with real life stuff, you know, and I like to cover all kinds of topics, you know, from, you know, positive experiences to not so positive experiences and, you know, just be real because that's life. And I hope that I communicate that in my songwriting. And at the end of the day, I hope that there's an underlying theme of faith and hope and encouragement.
That is awesome. All right, well,
Thank
I'm actually
you.
Going to play the song Reset for everybody because that seems like one of your milestones in the music that you've, you know, written, and that's really, really cool. So that one obviously was on Cougar Town. And what can you tell us a little bit about this particular song and your connection to it before we play it?
Yeah, well, Reset, I actually wrote mostly in one sitting in about half an hour. I ran into an old friend that I hadn't seen in a while in a pharmacy, and we had a little heart-to-heart talk in the middle of the store, and we're both just going through some major changes in life and adjusting. And he said something to me that just really, it just really made an impact on me, and he said, "You know, Maggie, sometimes we just have to hit the reset button." And I was just so impacted by that that I went straight out to the car and started writing some lyrics. And then when I got back, I got to the piano and started writing the song and wrote it all in about 30 minutes. And that's exactly what it's about. But in this case, it's kind of more geared towards a relationship, setting the reset button in life, but also in a relationship, which I think we all can relate to in some way, one way or another. So that's the inspiration behind reset.
That's awesome. Well, this is Reset for everybody out there so you guys can hear it. We'll be right back right after this. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or anytime with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialaurain.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And now we have our beautiful poet, Lydia, who is going to share with us a poem about love that inspires her.
Hi, Jamie. Hope you're having a great night. I just decided to read something from Midsummer Night's Dream based on all the rituals and fairy stories and herb-picking rituals I've seen on the longest day and the shortest night in Iceland. My mistress with a monster is in love. Near to her, close and consecrated bower, while she was in her dull and sleeping hour, a crew of patches, rude mechanicals, that work for bread upon Athenian stalls, were met together to rehearse a play intended for great Theseus' nuptial day. The shallowest thick skin of that barren sort, who Pyramus presented in their sport, forsook his scene and entered in a break, when I did him at disadvantage take, an asthmal I fixed upon his head. Anon his thispy must be answered, and forth my mimic comes. When they him spy, as wild geese, that the creeping fowler eye, or rust-pated cocks, many in sorts, rising and crawling, at the gun's report, sever themselves and madly sweep the sky, so at his sight away his fellows fly, and at a swamp here, over and over one falls, he murder cries, and help from Eton calls. Their sense thus weak, lost, with their fears thus strong, made senseless things, began to do them wrong, for briars and thorns at their apparel snatched, some sleeves, some hats, some mules, all things catch. I let them on in this distracted fear, and left sweet Pyramus translated there, when in that moment, so it came to pass, Titania waked, and straightway loved an ass. Anyway, hope you're having a great night. Bye.
Thank you so much, Lydia, for everyone that is following her throughout the week. You can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/Lydia Mayen. And now we are going to do our sneak peek song of the week. And we are going to do more interviews and more music with Maggie McClure as well later on in the show. We have Zara coming up and we have our artist to watch coming up. So we have a lot more fun stuff for you guys. This sneak peek song of the week is the new Tori Kelly CD, and she does lots of cool duets with people like LL Cool J and stuff. This particular song is a duet with Ed Sheeran, and this song is super romantic, and it's called I Was Made for Loving You. This album comes out tomorrow, so if you guys like this sneak peek, then definitely check out Tori Kelly's new album, because I bet you guys will like it.
Call me by
That was I Was Made for Loving You by Tori Kelly, duet with Ed Sheeran. So I love that one. So if you guys want to, go get her album. It's really, really awesome. So I love her voice. It's beautiful. And now we have Maggie, who is on the line with us right now, asking her more questions about her music. So Maggie, tell us how you got involved in song licensing. Because I know that's a dream of a lot of musicians.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's definitely been one of my main goals, and it doesn't get old when I get a song placed. It just is so exciting, and there's nothing like it. You know, having your song on the radio and having a song in a TV show or in a movie is just one of those moments, you know, where it's surreal. And so I'm thankful for each opportunity that I've had and the ones that are coming in the future. And I started out licensing my music in 2007, actually. And I just hit, I don't know what happened. I just got on a roll with MTV. They just started using my songs left and right. And once that started, CBS approached me, and then I started getting placements on The Young and the Restless. And it was crazy. You know, I was still a full-time student, still pursuing my career full-time as well, but not really able to tour so much with being in school full-time. So it was pretty incredible that all this was happening, you know, while I was still in school full time. And having those licenses in the beginning definitely helped me get the ones that came after that. Because once you can get a few under your belt and on your resume, people take you a little bit more seriously when you're approaching them about featuring your music in their television show or in their film. And so I just was really blessed to have those beginning opportunities, and that really opened a lot of doors for me with the future placements. And I have gotten a lot of them just from contacting the right people myself and just watching shows and figuring out where my music would best fit and just reaching out to those people and sending them songs that I think they might like for what they're working on at that time. And I've also worked with a couple different agents, and I'm working with a few right now who are doing a great job. And so I think it's, you know, a collective effort for sure. It's definitely not easy to get into, because now so many artists are wanting to get into the licensing world because it is such an incredible opportunity, so many people getting to hear your music. And then also, of course, you know, one of the few revenue streams left these days for independent musicians. So it's been really, really cool, and it's definitely one of my main career focuses, and I'm excited about the ones that are about to happen. I have four I have 4 songs coming out in an Australian television show next month. The show is called Winners and Losers, and I have 4 songs that will be featured in the season. So I'm very, very excited about that.
That is awesome. Are they any of the songs that you sent my way?
Yes, they are. Good Morning and Good Night is one of them. And also we have Closer Than Before. And what else? Time Moves On is another one. And did I send you any of those? I think I did.
You did. You actually sent me all 3 of those for sure.
Okay. Yeah, and the other one, I am drawing a blank. I think it's Liar, Liar. That's what it is.
Nice. Yes, I have all 4 of those. So those are definitely going to be playing on the show at some point for sure, this episode.
Great.
Yay. I'm actually going to play Good Morning and Good Night for everybody right now listening because it's really cool. Yeah, this is another one of my favorites of yours, which I really like. So what can you tell us about this song before we play it?
Well, this song is one of my favorites, and it in particular was featured in the opening credits of a feature film called Cowgirls and Angels, which that opportunity in itself has been huge and opened up so many doors. And this song I wrote in Nashville with a guy that I had just met, and we got paired up to write a song. And we literally sat in that room for an hour trying to figure out what the heck we were going to write about that day. It was one of these times where I went to Nashville and had about 10 co-writing sessions in 7 days. So this was like one of the last ones. And so my really great ideas, at least the ones I thought that were great, you know, I had used up earlier in the week. So we were kind of just twiddling our thumbs, and then all of a sudden I came up with this thing on the piano, and he came up with this thing on a guitar, and it literally wrote itself in about an hour. We had written the song, and it's about traveling and seeing the country and in general seeing the world and just taking note of all the beauty in each little place. From the big cities to the little podunk towns, and just really soaking it all in. And I've been really fortunate to be able to see a lot of the country. I think I've only not been to 6 states, and it's thanks to music and thanks to touring. And so that's what this song is about. Good morning and good night.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, here you guys
Thank
go.
You.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back right after this.
Hello, hello, busy city. You let your light shine bright. Hello, good day. Good morning and good night. Hello, hello to the heartland. You make me feel just right. Hello, good day. Good morning and good night. Hey!
And that was Good Morning and Good Night by Maggie McClure, featured in the Australian TV show coming up, Winners and Losers. So definitely be sure to check that out. I know we have some listeners in Australia. So you guys down under, you make sure you pay attention because she is awesome. All right. And now I am going to go to our artist to watch this week. Hey, Jeff. So who was our artist to watch tonight?
Okay, so this week I actually found somebody that really kind of inspired me a little bit. The song that they that I picked up on was a song called Slow Dance. And the words really, really, you know, captured my heart, actually, from the way she was talking about this. In fact, if you were to describe this woman and you were to compare her to relative artists, I would say the comparisons would be Norah Jones, Ed Sheeran, and Kobe Calais. And that's a phenomenal combination if you think about it. Her name is Shannon McBree, and she's had an album out about 2 years ago. It's called Just Be Honest, and it didn't get a lot of press or anything like that. It kind of flew under the radar. And she toured a lot between 2 years ago and now, and she's ended up in Nashville. And Nashville right now is the hotbed for every up-and-coming artist you can possibly imagine. And last year, she actually got the award out of Nashville for the Best Unsigned Artist in Nashville, which is a great acknowledgement. She showed up on Reverb Nation this year and has had some really good success from getting a lot of hits on her videos she's posted on there, her YouTube content, and she just released a new EP. And the song from the EP is a song called Alcohol. And I mean, if you're talking about something that really hits home, that really grabs you, this is a very, very powerful song. Not the song we're playing tonight, but it is off the new EP. She just finished Bonnaroo this last week. Phenomenal event. Would have loved to have seen that live. But the song tonight, Slow Dance, I absolutely guarantee you're going to love it. It's a phenomenal track. It'll completely move you. All right, so check her out. You're going to love her. Hi, Shannon McBree.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff.
I'm like a deep drag of smoke. I'm like a fire burning low. I'm like an old song you used to know. Ray Charles on the radio. If you're looking for fast, I'm not your girl, I was built to last. And just so you know, I love like a slow girl, I
That was Slow Dance by Shannon LaBrie. And now we have Zara with her raw poetry, and she's going to read to us something amazing. Hi, Zara. Thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
And what poem do you have tonight?
The poem I have tonight is called Perfect Chaos. Perfection in Chaos. I can't even say it.
Nice. Feel free to read that anytime you're ready.
When I pause and look around my life, I am submerged in a powerless grief, the epic OD before the fall, except the pain is still there. I haven't begged to stop. I stand watching my fallen empire shattered in a million pieces. It was as if chaos made love with an angel, and I was their prodigy. Is it crazy for me to say that in the midst of all of this, I find perfection? The word sole is tossed around like a Brazilian soccer dancer, beautiful to watch while you're waiting your turn. You have that chance to dwell on every second of every step, but she only looks at you. I find souls in everyone I meet, some weak, some strong, but it's there. I find a mate if I choose for one of these souls to connect with me. I have soulmates and friends who have no idea, and lost lovers with faded names, in cities that hold our initials in places no one can find. It's not fair to only see one side of a soul. I see yours as a part of mine. In the midst of chaos, you are my perfection. You reflect a part of me that I thought I had laid to rest. I may never have you completely, but with a simple glance, you inspire me to keep writing. You show me your own battle scars to remind me that you once stood in my place. You give me hope to believe in hope. There is an unspoken connection, and those are the best ones, where words quietly sit in the corner as they know they're not needed. We pace around each other longing for a moment where time paused, where we could run to each other. In my mind, I ran to you a million times. I love you in a way I never understood love. It balances my mind and heart, a peace I never knew was possible after all the pain that preceded it. You saw me not as the broken pieces, but reminded me to appreciate what was in the mirror. I may never have you in my chaos, but you showed me my perfection in your eyes. I will forever take your vision of me and the delicate color of palette you painted me with, and never let anyone strip me of my color again. I love you for every part of you, too. You revived me when I needed it the most. Maybe one day I can call you my lover, but today you are my soulmate.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for writing that, baby.
Well, thank you for having me, and I apologize about any background noise.
That's okay. I think you're a trooper for doing your poem while you're in the airport.
Well,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
Commitment.
Totally. I love that you're flying to Chicago. And is there anything that you would like to promote tonight?
Just to, you know, if anybody gets a chance to listen to our track Lost Empires, to take a look at it, and you can find it on YouTube. Just put in a Lost Empires featuring Mr. Blue, BLU, and Melanie Rose, and kind of give us feedback, see what you think, and, you know, just keep aspiring to be the best version of yourself despite people trying to break you down.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, very, very much. For everybody following Zara throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com, and her Twitter is twitter.com/zibraham181. Thank you so much, baby. I hope you have a wonderful flight, and good night.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. And now we have another song by Maggie, and we are going to play one of her songs that has gotten licensed out. This one is called Closer Than Before.
Loving.
So that was Closer Than Before, and we have Maggie on the line with us right now.
Hello.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So why don't you tell people some of your links and websites so that they can go get your music?
Yeah. Well, my website is just www.maggiemcclure.com. My Facebook page is Maggie McClure Music. And so is my YouTube. It's Maggie McClure Music. My Twitter and Instagram are just Maggie McClure. So you can find me on all the social networking, and of course all of the songs that you've heard tonight and others are available on iTunes under my name as well.
Awesome. And do you have any plans for a tour coming up now that you're not in school?
Yeah, I did an album release tour not too long ago, and right now I am booking a tour for the fall and possibly a holiday tour as well. So that's in the works right now, and all of my shows and updates will be posted on my website and all my social networking as well.
That is so cool. I love that so much. So
thank you.
If you could say, I would say if there's one thing you could say to inspire your fans, what would it be? But I read on your site that you said, I'm a true believer that if you want something to happen, you have to make it happen, which seems pretty inspirational to me. So was there somebody in your life or an experience in your life that made you come to that that decision?
You know, I just think that nobody's going to work harder for you than you are yourself. And, you know, I've learned throughout the years that it's just worked best for me up until this point. You know, maybe things will change in the future, but for now, you know, I've just really believed strongly in doing things myself and making it happen, and just finding a way. You know, I'll always stand, you know, on believing that if there's a will, there's a way. And, you know, we just can't give up, and we have to keep going and just know that we may not be able to see the end result, but that things are happening and that there is progress being made, and that we just can't give up, and we always have to have hope. We just always have to keep that hope and faith no matter what.
Oh, I love it. That's very inspirational. Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Maggie, for being on the show with us tonight. Is there anything that you want to say that you haven't said yet that you would like to highlight about your career or yourself coming up or that you've done?
Well, I think we pretty well covered a lot of things. If people are, like you said, in Australia, I would love for them to tune in next month and hear the songs on TV. Hopefully I'll be able to get a copy after the fact. I unfortunately won't be in Australia while they're airing. So it would be fun, you know, for fans in Australia to let me know, you know, how it goes and what they think about the songs and the show in general. Other than that, you know, just everybody stay posted on social networking. I just released quite a few live videos that I had filmed at a recent show in Los Angeles at Room 5, and those are all up on YouTube, and I would love for everybody to check those out. Those are full band performances. And, yeah, I just really appreciate the opportunity to be on tonight, and thank you all for caring and for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Aw, well, thank you so much, Maggie. I'm going to dedicate your title track, Time Moves On, to our Australian fans in honor of them right now, because of Winners and Losers. So this is for Matt Tracy, and this is Time Moves On. So I hope, Maggie, you have an amazing night. I am going to play the rest of the songs that you sent my way during this extended podcast portion of the show, because our live portion, as people know, is coming to a close at the top of the hour. So stay tuned, you guys, for back-to-back Maggie. And thank you, Maggie, for being on our show with us tonight. I hope you have a great night.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Bye, Annie.
Bye.
Like the vagabond who's seen this road before. So high, love, no one. Thank you.